A new book has hit the bookstores, the bookshelves, also Amazon.com, all of those great places. And it's by Bill Yenny. The subject, Hap Arnold, the general who invented the U.S. Air Force. And it's our pleasure to have Bill Yenny on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bill, you've written a number of books about military leaders. What draws you to that subject matter?
Well, I was always interested in military aviation. It was something that caught my attention, and I think it's something that's an important part of American 20th century history. Having been in two world wars, I think the United States has come to rely on its air power, and that has certainly been an important part of history in the 20th century and now in the 21st.
Bill, your new book is called Hap Arnold, the General Who Invented the U.S. Air Force. Would that be something you bestowed upon him, or is that a widely acclaimed designation?
Well, he's generally recognized as the man who defined the shape and form of the U.S. Air Force. It was part of the U.S. Army until 1947, and Hap sort of evolved with it, and it was his vision and his his administrative and organizational work during the Second World War that really formed the basis for the U.S. Air Force.
In looking over your book about Hap Arnold, I noticed something in there that talked about how Hap actually took flying lessons from Orville Wright. How did that come to be?
Well, he was on the ground floor of aviation and military aviation. He graduated from West Point just a couple of years after the Wright brothers made their first flight. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army was interested in getting some airplanes and getting some aviation integrated into its doctrine. And so young Lieutenant Hap Arnold was one of the first who volunteered to become a pilot. In those days, when you sold an airplane, you trained the pilots, and the Army bought its first airplanes from the Wrights, and so the Wrights were the flight instructors for the first Army officers who became pilots.
We're talking with Bill Yenny today. His new book is called Hap Arnold, the General Who Invented the U.S. Air Force. And Bill, I also noticed, too, that it appears that Hap was the first guy to deliver mail by air.
Well, he was, yes, he was, and he was part of an era in aviation when there were a lot of firsts, and the aviation had not existed previously. So just about anything that anybody could think of that you could do with an airplane, it was an era of the first time it was ever done.
Was there anything in your research that you discovered that really caught you by surprise, caught you off guard, maybe?
Well, I don't know whether you could say that it was that it caught me off guard, but I would say that one of the things that resonates the most about Hap Arnold was his real vision for the future and how his vision for the future really developed the Air Force. He was the commander of the U.S. Army Air Corps at the time, on the eve of World War II, and he took it into World War II. And always looking ahead, he had a vision for the future of the Air Force in the post-war world, and organized several scientific initiatives, one of which was the RAND Corporation, to look at the future of aviation technology and to build for that. He was single-minded about this and a true visionary when it came to looking at future technology.
Bill, you reference also, we go back to Orville Wright for just a second, the Wright brothers, and of course we develop airplanes. But at some point, somebody has the idea that, you know, this might be a good thing for the military. Any idea where that was sparked? Did Hap Arnold have anything to do with that?
Well, it was something that happened simultaneously in a lot of places in the world. The airplane was an obvious observation platform. If you can fly up in the sky, you can look beyond the horizon, and that was something that was necessary for field armies. It was certainly necessary important in the Navy to be able to fly high and be able to look far at potential enemies. So he was caught up in that moment when aviation became eyes in the sky for the Army.
Bill, it's a great insight. The book is called Hap Arnold, the General Who Invented the U.S. Air Force. Bill Yenny has been our guest today. Bill, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about the subject matter, putting it down in writing. And people can pick up the book most anywhere, right?
That's true.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, Bill. We appreciate it.